The Indigenous Committee at UBC presents Indigenous and Cultural Day, celebrating authentic Indigenous art of all forms. The event will feature several exhibits at the Student Nest Building, spanning from beading to showcases highlighting Indigenous-led businesses. Mark your calendars for April 11th at 12:30 p.m.
Slice of Life Art and Gift Shop is Vancouver's choicest destination for one-of-a-kind artist-made prints, posters, screen prints, riso prints, paintings, acrylic paintings, watercolor paintings, ceramic mugs, ceramic plates, ceramic bowls, ceramic pots, lapel pins, hats, toques, crochet bathing suits, jewelry, trinkets, knickknacks, hand-painted signs, curated thrift, and a bunch more stuff that won't fit in this designated block of airtime. Slice of Life Art and Gift Shop, located at 1636 Venables, just off Commercial, open 11 to 6, 6 days a week.
By the way, this is somebody's favorite show! Hi, Dan Shakespeare here. You know, for most of the stuff that I play, you probably think that I'm much older, but you know what? Most of you are probably way off, because I'm only 23 years old. Tune in to The Shakespeare Show between noon and 1 p.m. on Wednesdays. It's songs from before the 1920s to alternative stuff today, plus jokes and riddles, all sorts of fun stuff. Just put any of it on your iTunes if you need to. Pretty soon it'll be coming out on albums.
The AMS Sexual Assault Support Centre, the SASC, is a free and confidential service which provides support to those who experience sexual assault, intimate partner violence, and harassment. We provide services to folks of all genders, including students, staff, faculty, and those who have a connection to the UBC Vancouver campus. We provide crisis and short-term emotional support, legal, medical, and campus-related advocacy, and outreach and educational programs. We are located in the Student Nest, room 3130. For more information on our hours of operation and other resources and services, please go to our website, amssasc.ca, or visit our Facebook page, AMS Sexual Assault Support Centre.
Feeling lost in the lonely, meaningless cyber web? Looking to connect with other users? Then plug in to a CITR collective. Meet users who are compatible with your interests and passions. CITR's mainframe offers 9 unique collectives: news, arts, accessibility, sports, persons of color, indigenous, gender empowerment, LGBTQ2SIA+, and music affairs. CITR collectives are where you can make great radio, great friends, and avoid the abject loneliness of life in the cyber void.
Hey, I'm Sarah from Alien Boys, and you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people. Nisiam, Nisiaya, think I'm Queen Ansep, Hydra, CM, Nisiam, Nisiaya,
and the Sakhlia, Talitin, who Musqueam must stale. Hey, friends! This is Richard, and you're listening to the All Access Pass on CITR 101.9 FM. I hope you're keeping well. We have a very serious and important topic for you today, and with that, we want to warn our listeners that this episode might contain a discussion of suicidal or other mental health disorders that may act as triggers for some people. Please continue on your own discretion.
we'll mostly be focusing on Sexual Assault Awareness Month, also known as SSAM. And Randy recently conducted an interview with Missy Uthwaite, who is a courageous survivor. Due to this horrible event, she suffers from mental health and is on a disability, and also has other health issues as a result of what happened to her. We'll get to the interview in just a bit, but if you're a victim of sexual assault or any form of assault or abuse, you can get help or support at the BC Mental Health Crisis Line at 310-6789. You can get help at the Victim Link BC, and you can call them at 1-800-563-0808. There's also the Canada Crisis Text Line at 1-800-668-6868. And you can text CONNECT to 686868 as well. Now, let's get to our first song break. Here is Rough Patches by Soulstar. It's off the album Tribe of Noise.
She never thought that she could be everything she ever dreamed. She never knew who that they could see. Blinded by insecurities, running from her past. Makeup to cover up, but that won't last. Her beauty's locked inside. And when she finally faced her fears, he smiled at her and wiped her tears. She was born to survive. This is the story of my life, my anthem, and I can't fake and take like it's alright. But I know that we all go through rough patches. The fact is, it's our life. It's alright. Baby, it's alright. His father was never around, and his mother only put him down. He never felt true love from kin, so he started questioning, what is my worth? I feel so cursed. Maybe this is what I deserve. This is a moment in time. He finally got the chance to realize that nothing was his fault. Oh, this is the story of my life, my anthem, and I can't fake and take like it. We all go through rough patches. The fact is, it's our life. It's alright. Baby, it's alright.
Welcome back to All Access Pass on CITR 101.9 FM. The song you just heard was Rough Patches by Soulstar off of the album Tribe of Noise. Soulstar is an American rock band from Long Island, New York, fronted by Lisa Itz. Soulstar recognizes the interconnection of all humans and all beings of the planet Earth, and they're dedicated to using their talents to help create a more beautiful, peaceful, sustainable, and unified future for us all. Now, we're going to go into our topic about Sexual Assault Awareness Month. Again, we'd like to warn our listeners that this episode may contain a discussion of suicidal or other mental health disorders that may act as triggers. So, what is Sexual Assault Awareness Month? This annual campaign happens in April to raise public awareness about sexual assault and educate communities and individuals on how to prevent sexual violence. To explain more, sexual violence happens in every community and affects people of all genders and ages, and is any type of unwanted sexual contact. This includes words and actions of a sexual nature against a person's will and without their consent. A person may use force, threats, manipulation, or coercion to commit sexual violence. Some forms of sexual violence include rape or sexual assault, child sexual assault or incest, sexual assault by a person's spouse or partner, unwanted touching, and sexual harassment. Again, this Sexual Assault Awareness Month happens every April, and this April, the 2022 campaign continues to build on this vision with a call to action known as Building Safe Online Spaces Together. And I'd like to remind you, if you're a victim of sexual assault or any form of assault, there are places to get help. The BC Mental Health Crisis Line at 310-6789. The Victim Link BC line at 1-800-563-0808. And the Canada Crisis Text Line at connect to 686868. To learn more on sexual assault, especially when it comes to people with disabilities, here is Gura to report more on this topic.
Disability and sexual assault is a difficult topic. Difficult topics, however, lead to hard conversations that are so necessary for oversight and change. The statistics themselves are difficult. Statistics Canada reports that in 2018, individuals with mental health-related disabilities were 3 times more likely than those without disabilities to report that they had been a victim of physical or sexual assault. These assaults are just the cusp. Individuals with disabilities that are at a greater risk of violent victimization in comparison to those without disabilities. Those with mental health-related disabilities have an increased likelihood of experiencing violence as well. This is concerning, and the onus is on media and culture to remove the stigma that is associated with disability. Stigmatization naturally leads to underlying attitudes, prejudice, and discrimination, which must be directly confronted. It is especially important as over 2 million Canadians today, 15 years or older, have a mental health-related disability. The presence of visible disabilities and invisible disabilities alike can cause those that are abusive to victimize those with disabilities, as these individuals are especially vulnerable. It is important to focus on these priority groups, to speak with them directly and identify the unique solutions that we can apply in our immediate community and the challenges that these people face to directly tackle them as well. Some solutions are that of education that caters from our primary and secondary schools and leads into university, that teaches of the presence of mental health disabilities and the effect that these have on individual health, functionality, and occupation as well. And the social implication of all of these factors and how to overcome this will lead to that loss of stigma. However, the caveat and the only light that we see in this case is the effect of awareness. Those with mental health-related disabilities are more likely to reach out for help when they are violently victimized. Services such as crisis lines, victim services, or counseling play a crucial role in this. it is important to keep an eye out for ourselves, but also for others that are more vulnerable, so that sexual assault and violence of any kind is directly confronted, and those that are responsible are held accountable.
Thanks so much for that report, Gura. We'll get back to our show topic in just a bit, but for now, let's go to our second song break. Here is Pop Stars by KDA.
Know who it is, coming round again. You wanna dose of this, right now it's KDA. I'm a goddess with a blade, story charm on the eater. Meet you once again, loud, 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 loud. I could take you to the top, 절대 멈추지 못해. 내가 끝내주는 best.
Welcome back to All Access Pass on CITR 101.9 FM. The song you just heard was Pop Stars by KDA. KDA is a virtual K-pop girl group consisting of four themed versions of characters from the popular video game League of Legends. American singers Madison Beer, Gyra Burns, and G-Idol members Mi-Young and So-Yeon provide the voices. KDA has achieved significant popularity and received critical acclaim, especially for their impact of gaming on the music scene. Let's continue with our show topic on Sexual Assault Awareness Month. Randy, my fellow collective member, sat down to speak to Missy Uthwaith, who is a courageous survivor that suffers from mental health and other health issues due to a result of what happened to her. We'll play the full interview right now. However, we want to once again warn our listeners that this interview may contain a discussion of suicide or other mental health disorders that may act as triggers.
I'm Randy Millis from CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Today we're talking about a very sensitive topic. We're remote, live with Missy Oathwaite, a victim of sexual abuse. Trigger warning, those of you who may have been abused or are being abused need to contact one of the resources that we're going to give out during the show. There's several crisis lines. If you want to text, there's a text line. If you want to speak to someone, we have that option available for you as well. Here is Missy.
When the abuse started, I was 7 years old. After I was legally adopted, the sexual abuse lasted 2 years. It happened when my adoptive parents would go to meetings in Williams Lake and leave my adoptive brother in charge, and he would wait for my brother to fall asleep, but then he would do all his sexual innuendos with me, and my adoptive parents or nobody really ever found out about it for 2 years.
And this has caused some significant, can I call it damage, I guess, to you? Mentally, physically, but mostly mentally. Can you tell our listeners about what that was like?
The damage caused by being sexually abused as a child has done lots of damage. It has caused things to happen I thought would never happen, such as bad choices of relationships, addictions, both drug and alcohol use. I started smoking, mostly did all that in order to cover up the trauma that I was suffering at home. My adoptive parents never found out about that until roughly after 2000. The sexual abuse my adoptive parents found out 2 years later. The damage done was PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder, high those levels of anxiety, suicidal thoughts, because after being through all that, I'm just like, you know what, who cares if I lived or died? Due to the depression, I still do get those thoughts. So life is very, very, very difficult.
So obviously things are still rough for you, but you have come a long way in your recovery. What do you credit that to?
I credit my recovery mostly to having good friends like my late good close friend Kelly Poirier, who was there for me once I was an adult, but never pushed me aside, telling me, you know, go deal with your trauma on your own, because of course the easiest thing for me to run to is the things I knew, which was drugs, alcohol, bad choices of relationships, anxiety that left me pretty much a wreck. I still am mostly a wreck and dealing with mostly everything I just listed to this day. So yeah.
You're certainly a strong person, it sounds like. What have you found in terms of community resources for helping you with these challenges?
Community resources, well, I've kind of been all over Canada trying to find resources to help me deal with this in a safe way. There has been very limited, if any, resources. Like I said, I have my friend Kelly Poirier, who passed away last year. So yeah, mostly if I tried to talk to anybody about it, I got pushed away, pushed to the side, told just not to even bother talking about it. So it's as if to say, like, they don't really give a, you know, about what I was going through.
So, still, people want to kind of sweep it under the rug, if we can say that?
Yes, we can say that it's been swept under the rug since I've been sexually abused till this very day. So, I still have a very hard time talking to anybody about it, because it's like as if I'm just going to, I know I'm going to hear, go deal with it on your own. Who cares? I still have bad choices in relationships. I would hope one day that'll change. So yeah, even the hospital here in Kelowna has told me to deal with it on my own.
Just get better on your own.
Pretty much.
I'm so sorry to hear that. Through this, obviously you're not completely healed. You're not 100% recovered, but you have made some positive steps. What do you think has led you to where you are today, which is, I think, in a much better place than you were? Would you not agree?
What's led me to where I am now is pretty much my blood family. It's still really difficult finding resources here to try to talk to you without feeling like I'm going to be judged about something that really wasn't my fault, because, I mean, I was a kid at the time that it happened, and it did last for 2 years.
Do you have any thoughts about this month coming up in the recognition of sexual abuse and sexual assault?
This month coming up is going to be very difficult for survivors of sexual abuse, sexual assault, and rape. And if anybody needs to talk, you know, they hopefully will open up and try to talk. But like I said, talking to anybody, it's, you know, the feeling of being judged, being ridiculed and stereotyped. And yes, I've lived with that my whole life, and I highly doubt that'll ever change. But if anyone needs to talk, I am available to talk.
And we'll give out your details at the end of the show, if that's okay with you. And there's other resources available, and maybe you can talk about some of those, and we can give the numbers out near the end of the show.
Some of the resources is like, well, here there's an Aboriginal Friendship Center. There's, well, doctors are usually good to talk to. Some, you know, are, some aren't. There's the crisis line if it gets bad enough.
The BC crisis line.
Yeah, the BC crisis line, or there's, you know, if you're a church person, you know, go talk to your minister about it, or whoever's in charge of the church, and see if they can help you.
When you approached your church, you were religious at one point. I'm not sure what your status is now, but what was the response of the people in your church community?
Well, when I was a kid, as my adoptive dad was a minister, it was pretty much as if it never happened. Talking to the minister of the church I go to now, he's very counseling-ish, if that's a word, I don't know. But he's actually willing to talk. My late friend, Pastor Kelly Poirier, he was a pastor, and he was there to talk day in, day out. He was always there to support.
And there's the Canada-wide text line, which we're going to give the number for any of our listeners who need support. There's the BC victim line, and again, the BC crisis line. Last thoughts, last words, Miss Missy.
Okay, if I was to have a talk with the person who actually did abused me as a child, I just ask him why he did it. For those of you that are being sexually abused, sexually assaulted, my best advice would be to talk about it to everybody and anybody. You know, don't keep this hidden like it's been for the longest time, because that's just going to cause a lot more issues and bad things to happen, like addictions, you know, real bad things that you don't need in your life. If you need, like I said, I'm here to talk 24/7. I've been there. No need to suffer alone or in silence.
Well, thank you for sharing with us. I'm Randy Mills. This is CITR 101.9 FM, All Access Pass, Special Edition. And that was Missy Oathwaite.
Welcome back to All Access Pass on CITR 101.9 FM. You've been listening to an interview Randy conducted with Missy Oathwaite, a courageous survivor. As mentioned on our show earlier, sexual assault is very serious and should not be ignored. If you are a victim, please speak about it with someone who you feel comfortable with or trust to talk to. There are many places to get help as well. You can call the BC Mental Health Crisis Line at 310-6789. VictimLink BC at 1-800-563-0808. Or the Canada Crisis Text Line at 1-800-668-6868. Or text CONNECT to 686868. Missy is also willing to talk to victims who want support or help. Please email us, the Accessibility Collective, at accessibilitycollective@citr.ca, and we can get you in contact with her. Thank you for listening, and please remember to spread the word on Sexual Assault Awareness Month. Let's stop this together.
If you are interested in joining our team or think there is an issue we should bring up on our show, please send us an email at accessibilitycollective@citr.ca. That's accessibilitycollective@citr.ca.
A special thank you to Missy Oathwaite for sharing her story with All Access Pass. Please like our All Access Pass Facebook page.
If you're on Twitter or Instagram, or both, please follow us.
Take care and stay safe. Stick around for more CITR programming coming up next. Bye, everyone.